Welcome to the Story Pirates Podcast. The Story Pirates take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs. Now, if you're new to the Story Pirates Podcast, you can keep listening here for a hilarious story written by a real kid. Or, if you want to take the whole ride, head on back to Season 1, Episode 1 and start listening there. That episode is a great place to start. It's called I Love a Ghost / Fred the Carrot. But whether you're a new listener or a longtime listener, we're so excited to share with you a brand new story right here every week until Season 6 comes out later this year. And one of those stories is coming up right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show. We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story?
I have a huge imagination. If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
How did our brains even come together? Like, it's so cool.
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same.
The Story Pirates.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners. Lee here. Trees. We love them. We need them. In many ways, they're one of the things on Earth that we know the best. But in other ways, they're a mystery. Some people even say that trees have a secret life that we don't know about, and they can do things we can't even imagine. One of those people is the author of today's brand new story. From 9-year-old Wyatt in Vermont, here's The Tree That Walked.
Centuries ago, the seeds of our ancestors were planted in this forest grove, nourished by the water of time and the time of water. Those seeds grew, and here they stay, rooted to the ground and never walking.
Wise old tree.
Yes, I'm very wise. Now, our ancestors, who were also trees, sapling.
Are you talking to me, wise old tree?
Were you paying attention to my epic wisdom just now?
Yeah, sure thing, wise old tree. I absolutely was.
Then what did I just say? I knew it, sapling. How many times have we been through this?
She was probably daydreaming about walking again.
I was not.
Then what's this you've carved into your bark? Sapling hearts walking forever?
I didn't mean it.
How many times have we been through this, sapling? Trees do not walk. Get this ridiculous fantasy out of your head.
But isn't anyone else curious about walking? What it would feel like to go somewhere besides this grove?
Are you crossed my mind over here?
Listen to your peers, because they are saying exactly what I said. Let's hear no more of this.
Yes, wise old tree.
Good. With that unpleasantness over, it's time for tree recess. Or, as I like to call it, tree-cess. Yes, that was funny.
Oh, you guys have fun. I'm gonna go talk to my dad. And by go, I mean turn slightly since my dad is right next to me because trees never move. Hi, tree dad.
Hello, little sapling.
I need to talk to you.
You know you can tell me anything.
Well...
as long as it's not about walking. Trees don't walk.
Yes, tree dad.
Good. Now it's time to get ready for bed. Curl up your leaves and close your stomata. You know, the little holes in tree leaves. So you don't lose too much water overnight.
Yes, tree dad.
See you in the morning. Good.
Wow, he sure fell asleep fast. All the trees in the grove did. But I'm still awake. I'm still too excited about walking and too mad that I'll never do it. What was that? Hello? Is someone there?
Yes, there is.
Ah! Who are you?
I'm a mad scientist. The name's Sharon.
Sharon?
You're probably wondering why I wandered into this forest grove in the middle of the night.
Exactly.
I'm in the middle of a very important experiment, and I need a tree like you to help. Any chance you've been wanting to walk?
What? Are you kidding me? Walking is all I can think about.
Okay, wow. The scientist in me does not believe in fate. But the mad scientist part of me is fighting back the urge to give a short monologue about how there are no coincidences. Anyway, let me just pour this walking solution all over your roots. And done.
Now what?
Now we wait for science.
Ah! What's that?
That is a foot at the end of your root. Another one. Try walking around.
Okay, here I go. Ah! I'm doing it! I'm walking!
You're a natural! You could even make it in the big city.
You mean the city that is forbidden to all trees and must never be spoken of?
The very same. Sure, no tree has ever gone there, and it's probably dangerous. But what's a little danger in community shunning to a scientist?
Ooh, I think you're on to something, Sharon. I'm going to the big city! I've made it to the city. This is great! The air is a little dirty here. Not great, but nothing's perfect. Now to look around.
Hey, I'm walking here!
Hey, me too, sir! Isn't it great? Oh, he's gone. Still, it was nice to have a conversation with a fellow walker. That air isn't getting any cleaner, is it? Ah, what was that? What is that awful noise?
Those are cars! They're driving here!
Oh, it's the man from earlier.
Sorry I was a little brusque with you before. That's just kind of how we are in the city. It's nothing personal. We just sound mean even when we're being nice.
Apology accepted.
You're welcome! Have a nice day!
Wow, he wasn't kidding. Ah, that noise! And the dirty air! I need some water. Excuse me, man. Could you direct me to some water?
Sorry to tell you this, but the water in this city is very scarce.
No! I've got to get out of here.
Oh, is that tree coughing?
Why would she be coughing all over? That's, like, so gross.
City is no place for a tree. These feet were a curse. I'm walking back to the forest grove, and then I'm never walking again. Ah, I'm almost back to the forest grove. Oh, how I've missed the blissful silence and the sweet air. Wait a minute. What is that smell? Smoke?
Help, help. There's a fire.
Oh, my goodness, a fire.
Sapling, please help us. You're our only hope.
Looks like I have no choice. I must walk. Faster, faster.
Come on,
root feet. We've got a forest grove to save. Ah. I made it to a stream, but how am I going to carry the water back to the forest grove to put out the fire? Hey, look, a boy with a bucket.
Do-do-do-do, I'm just a boy with a bucket, do-do.
You there, bucket boy. boy. Two things. Number one, great song. Number two, give me that bucket.
Sure, here you go. At last, I'm free.
Wow, his bucket was his prison. No time to get into his backstory. I've got to fill up this bucket with as much water as I can carry. Back to the forest grove.
Please,
I'm back.
Quickly, sapling.
Now to dump this water everywhere. The fire is out.
Hooray!
Thank you.
Good. You did it, sapling. You saved the trees, all thanks to your walking. Perhaps we were too quick to judge your dream.
That's okay. I learned something, too. Sometimes home is the best place to be, but it's still important to branch out.
Wordplay. I like it.
The end.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
Send us your story.
Send us your story.
We read them all.
We read them all.
You know we love them.
Now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
First up from Grant, an 8-year-old in Nebraska, we have the story Oatmeal Secret. Now, I think that oatmeal is one of the greatest foods that we have. And whether you agree with me or not, you gotta admit that oatmeal seems like it's got a secret. And lucky for all of us, Grant has revealed oatmeal secrets in his story. Thanks, Grant! Next up from 5-year-old Eliana in Canada, we have the story No One Wants Pesce, which I believe means fish in Italian. And I don't speak Italian, so I might be saying it wrong or defining it wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's fish related. And Eliana's story is true. In it, no one wants pesce. Thanks for sending it in. Next up, we have a story from Rue, a 9-year-old in Minnesota, called Not Your Typical Princess. And this one's pretty short, so I'm just going to read it. Ahem. Hello, yes, I'm a princess, but I'm not your typical princess. I like cats and bats. I like ravens and crows and owls, too. I like dragons and octopus and black and blue, and I don't mind a little destruction. I give to the poor while riding my dragon. You can, too, just not the dragon part. That's my thing. The end. Incredible story, Rue. Thanks for sending it in. And finally, from 6-year-old Connor in New York, we have the hint for the golden remote controller. Have you ever thought that maybe your TV isn't just a TV, but is maybe a robot? Well, that's exactly what happens in this story. One day, the TV reveals themselves as a robot to the boy in their family. And from there, it becomes an epic adventure that you're not even gonna believe. But if you want to believe it, you can go ahead and read Connor's story. To read all of today's roll call stories, just head to storypirates.com/podcast.
That was roll call.
Now it's time for you to write us a story. Grown-ups can submit kids' stories at storypirates.com. And remember, we respond to every single story we receive. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to Wyatt, today's author. We'll be back next week with another brand new story. And until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios. Executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Baer, McKenna Cox, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at The Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell. Roll call theme by Andrew Barbado. The Tree That Walked was adapted by Alexis Simpson and features performances by Eric Austin, Greg Barnett, Woody Fu, Martha Marion, Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, and Jasmine Romero. You know, I'm so relieved that today's story is fiction and that plants and trees don't really get up and walk. Because I have so many plants of my own, and I'm always just relieved to know that they are just where I left them. Like my beautiful potted begonias, which I leave right on my bedside table. See, they're right here. Okay, my begonias are missing. Calm down, Lee. No reason to be upset. They're probably just somewhere else. They didn't get up and walk away. Let's look at another one of my plants just to make sure everything's fine. How about my large fiddly fig that I have over here in the corner? No! It's missing also! What is happening? Where are my plants? Calm down, Lee. Plants do not just get up and walk away. That's just not something that happens. Let's just try this one more time. I'm sure there's a reasonable explanation. We'll just look in the bathroom where I keep my corpse flower, and I'm sure it'll be there. Just opening up the bathroom door.